Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
National Anime Day happens every April 15th. We're joined on the Starline by co-host of the Anime Effect podcast, one, a brand manager, living his life one pixel at a time, the other, writer, editor, acolyte of all things geek. We welcome Leah President and Leah Alec Murray.
Thanks Hello. For having us. Thank and you. Yeah, you mentioned Anime Days on the 15th. We are trying to overcome Tax Day and make it have a little bit more of a positive spin and something that everyone can enjoy. So
yeah, you got to do your taxes, but watch anime after that.
Friends, let's go beyond the mic. The goal of the Anime Effect is to spotlight a niche entertainment form of the past and show its impact on current pop culture. Why was that so important to you?
I think we felt that because anime as a medium has become so big that, you know, it was time to, you know, sit down on our big orange couch, as it were, and, you know, just hang out with everybody and, you know, express not only the love of anime, but, you know, answer questions, make recommendations. So on the Anime Effect, we wanted it to feel like we are just a group of friends hanging out, you know, watching Crunchyroll. So we thought, because the medium was growing, we thought it was important to, you know, start sharing it with everyone.
Yeah, it's crazy how much anime is, you know, penetrating pop culture. If we want to talk about, you know, how much it is growing, you know, I am Gen Z, whether fortunately or not. And, you know, something that I like to refer to is this Polygon study that just came out, right? So if you want to have an indication of just how big anime is penetrating the culture, only about 25% of my generation in Gen Z is actually following the NFL, whereas 42% are watching anime weekly. So it's definitely becoming, you know, like a tastemaker for, you know, this generation and you know, echoing into a larger pop culture is, you know, how people are relating to this medium and this style of storytelling.
How has anime changed your life?
Oh, man. Well, on our show, we like to say that, you know, the geeks are finally winning because growing up, you know, I'm a lifelong anime fan. It was not the cool thing to watch anime or read manga, which are Japanese comics. And so I think, like, growing up, it was a way for me to find, you know, a community, is no matter what background you're from. And that's something I love about the Anime Effect is, you know, we all come from different backgrounds and everyone has their own unique way that they began interacting with anime and manga. And no matter what background you're from, I think, like, when we're seeing people, you know, across the street wearing an anime t-shirt, there's a sense of community when you see these people, when you see fans of anime. And I think that, you know, that's how it's affected my life, is just having, you know, the friends that I've gotten from this awesome community, you know, and being able to interact with that on our podcast as well.
Yeah, I can definitely echo that. Like, I, you know, I have older siblings, like, you know, much, much older. So, you know, essentially, I kind of, you know, grew up as the only, you know, kid in the house. And, you know, anime was one of those things that was not only, like, just really important because it was something new that I was able to absorb, but then, you know, it helped me make a lot of friends, lifelong friends along the way, and also, you know, really spearheaded where I wanted my career to go as an adult. You know, and that's something that we touch on, the Anime Effect as well, is, you know, how impactful, you know, anime has been, not only for us, but for everybody. And why as a medium, it's, you know, so important, you know, and it can, you know, really be impactful in people's lives and tell different stories, you know, in the same way that films can. So it's been probably more important than, you know, than I know, to be completely honest. But, you know, it's something that I've, you know, especially now that I've, you know, embraced more than ever.
And it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's everything. It's fun. It's silly. You know, there's something for everyone in anime.
Leah President and Leah Alec Murray joins us beyond the mic. They're from the Anime Effect podcast, and it's time for the Rocky Nade. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. Since we have 2 guests, we'll alternate. Leah, what was the first manga you ever read?
Ooh, I would definitely have to say it was kind of a mystery on our show, actually. This sports anime or manga called Rebound, which it follows these basketball players and in their, you know, different ventures in the sport.
Lee Alec, what was the last manga you ever read?
Oh, last one I read? Last one I read was Kaiju number 8.
Big monster, yeah.
Leah, favorite memory as a James Scholar at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign?
Oh, wow.
That is a throwback. Well, I studied hard. I like to think of myself as a lifelong learner, so I love to continue that even now. But yeah, I love my alma mater, and it was super fun to be a part of that community as well. ILLINI.
You go. Lee Alec, since one of your first jobs was a GameStop store manager, favorite video game of all time?
Favorite video game of all time? Oh, I absolutely love Pokemon, but I think the answer here for me is Mass Effect 2.
Very interesting. Leah, what's the one translation error that annoys you the most?
I don't know. At Crunchyroll, we're pretty good at the translations, but I don't know. I would probably say, maybe sometimes, like if a joke doesn't fly, like it doesn't make sense in translation, it gets switched to something else. But you know, that's just the nature of dubbing, and it happens in every single medium. So,
Lee Alec, what's your favorite anime soundtrack?
Oh, favorite anime soundtrack? It has to be the soundtrack to Afro Samurai. It's absolutely fantastic.
Leah, what's more likely, Dracula or werewolf?
Oh, I would have to say Dracula, because I feel like most of the time vampires can be pretty incognito, but it's if you want to go full monster transformation, that's a little bit less of a biological possibility.
Lee Alec, if you could teach a class, what would be the subject?
Oh, if I could teach a class, it would probably have to be some kind of history of animation class. I've always like outside of anime, like I just love cartoons in general. So it'd have to be like a history of animation class for sure.
Let's sneak in a few more with Leah President and Lee Alec Murray from the Anime Effect Beyond the Mic.
Ooh, let's go.
Leah, what's the anime or manga that you would recommend for a beginner?
Ooh, that is a good one. Well, it really depends on what genre you like, because just like, I probably would have to say Spy Family. I think that is a really fun, lighthearted, and hilarious anime that I think anybody can watch, from kids all the way up to adults.
Lee Alec, can anime be for everyone?
Absolutely. There's so many different genres within the medium, and you're guaranteed to find something you like, so it can definitely be for everyone.
It's time for one big question with Leah President and Lee Alec Murray from the Anime Effect Beyond the Mic. Dubbing is one of the biggest hot button issues in your community. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think at Crunchyroll, we have some of the most excellent dubbing. We dub in up to, I think, 12 languages now. So I think just the access that fans get to experience anime worldwide, like, for example, growing up, you know, anime wasn't quite as accessible as it is now. So I think that is something really awesome that Crunchyroll offers. Is a chance for, no matter, you know, what language you speak, where you're from around the world, you can still interact with this medium.
Yeah, I honestly think dubbing is great, because there's, to Leah's point, there are so many different languages that can be dubbed now, and the options on Crunchyroll, like it just helps make the medium more welcoming. And I feel like, you know, dubbing is something that I think we'll just see continue to expand as anime continues to grow. But, you know, as somebody that has seen these guys work firsthand, like our dubbing, you know, cast, crew, and ADR directors, like those guys are super talented, absolutely fantastic. So shout out to those guys. They work really, really hard.
Yeah, for sure. I think Crunchyroll especially handles it with a lot of care. So I think if you're new to the genre or just want to find out what it's about, no matter where you are on the planet, you can check it out on Crunchyroll.
Friends, where can people find you and the Anime Effect online?
For sure.
You can
So
find us. Oh, do you want to take this one?
sure, yeah, I'll never miss an opportunity to plug our awesome show. So you can find us pretty much anywhere that podcasts are found, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. We put out new episodes every Friday in both a video and audio only version. So if you want to sit down with us and watch us all hang out, or if you want to just listen to us on your commute to work and find out a little bit more about anime, that's where you can catch us.
Leah thinks Dracula is more likely, and Lee Alec loves the Afro Samurai soundtrack. They want you to listen to The Anime Effect wherever you can find podcasts. Leah President, Lee Alec Murray, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much,
For
Sean.
sure,
We
thanks for
appreciate
having
you.
And a special note, all of my questions today came from my daughter Shelby, who is a Crunchyroll fan.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Shelby.
Shelby, yeah. Thank you so much.
Go Shelby. And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.